So when you were little, you lived in a two, or you went to school and there were two rooms.
Uh-huh.
And you said you had a cousin, was it? Or
uh-huh.
a friend?
But she didn't go to school with me.
Oh, okay, okay.
We just spent summers together at my grandparents' farm.
Okay.
Now, where is that, the Kirby's? Or it was.
Mm-hmm.
So even though your mom died, you still had a good attachment to the Kirby's.
Oh, yes.
Well, good.
Oh, yes.
Good.
So. Yeah.
So when you went to school, did you always walk or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When I was younger,
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go. Somebody.
Sorry, Peggy.
It's all right.
I'm just getting your plate.
Good morning.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
I called her Annie. It's not Annie.
It's good, though, to check on you. You know what I mean? It's just like, she's your okay and everything.
Oh, there's somebody coming constantly. They come in to get my trash. They come in to give me ice water.
Oh,
they
yeah.
come in to bring my mail. They
oh,
come
okay.
in to bring my pills to me.
Sure, it's, that's good.
Oh, so they give you your medicine right when it's time to take it.
Oh, yes.
That's good. You know, that
isn't
really
that good?
Is good.
So that
I
means you're not
going to
take
morning.
2 days worth or something, you know.
One at noon and four of an evening.
Okay.
And they make sure you take it, not
oh,
spit
yes.
it out, right?
Uh-huh.
Like some of the people probably cheat a little and, yep, I took it, swallowed it, and then they...
No, I take my pills like I'm supposed
yeah.
to.
Yeah, too expensive to waste.
So you walk to school every day, and then you said at one point you lived with someone else that lived near a school, or...
I lived with grandparents.
Okay, and they lived near the near the school.
Both of them, you know, one lived out a little farther than
uh-huh.
the other. But no, I lived with my dad's parents in the winter and went to school, and then my other grandparents in the summer. And that's when my
okay.
cousin and I were together.
That'd be the
okay.
Sparks, right? And
but
she's
the one,
still she's
the
still
one
alive.
Lived in Florida. And I was never around her that much. She
okay.
was a lot, quite a bit younger.
Yep.
And the other one passed away.
Okay.
Well, before I came in here.
Did the Sparks, your Sparks, was it Sparks grandparents? They both went to Florida then, right? That's where they lived?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Where in Florida? Do you know where they lived?
It
doesn't matter. I
around
just wondered
Lake
if you knew.
Okeechobee, I believe it was.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
That's all right.
I don't know that. Well, I had a condo in Florida.
You did?
But it was, but it was near like Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you had the East Coast people. A lot of New Yorkers, huh? Well, we've been going to Lakeland for like 10 or 11 years now.
Yeah, I know where that
and
is.
And we, traffic's getting worse. And then we've got a hold of our landlady and we're going back this year, so we'll spend another year there. And we keep looking around for different areas of Florida, maybe try something different. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Did you like it there or were you?
Uh-huh, I did.
Was it a ways to get to the beach? Or
Oh, no. I could be at the beach in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And
yep.
some of the grandkids would come down each year,
sure.
spring break and all.
Yep.
You had a condo.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
But I sold it and came back to Bloomington.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you there most of the winter or when you went?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I was down there quite a few months.
Uh-huh. Tell me more about when you went to school. I mean, you enjoyed school, I'm sure, or not?
Yeah.
When you went, you know, like elementary school and high school and...
I'm guessing you were a good student.
Yeah, I'm thinking you must have
because
been.
You got a good mind, you love to read, and that's like an indication of somebody
well,
that...
I got by, okay.
Okay.
I bet you were pretty good.
No,
though.
I lived with my dad and stepmother
uh-huh.
when I was in high school and all.
Okay, sure. Yep.
But,
mm-hmm. What did you like to do during the summertime? I mean, I know you said you lived with
Our aunts would take us shopping and everything, okay. And it was fun. And we'd go to Indianapolis. They both lived in Indianapolis. Okay, and we would go to Indianapolis.
Go downtown.
And I said, we would get on the streetcar and go downtown.
Really?
And go to the Garrity building and meet my aunt for lunch. Okay. And I said, I wouldn't dare dream of letting Sharon do something like that.
Uh-huh.
In the years later. But we did, and we had a ball. I mean, we got so we knew where we were going and all.
Okay. Was that like in high school or when you were older?
Oh, yeah, it was after. Uh-huh. It was when I was in high school.
Yep. Yep. And would you always dress up a little more when you went to town or not really?
Little bit, but.
Yeah. Now, was there like a Sears and Roebuck down there?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember the stores.
Presti's really. And the 5 and 10 stores.
Because I remember that. When I went to town, which was in Lansing, there was a Sears and Roebuck there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd probably go there sometimes, you know, but as a family, you know, to look for whatever we needed. So, because there'd usually be some main department store or, I don't know.
Well, I remember we had up in Michigan, in Flint, we had Smith Bridgman's, and I remember they had an elevator, which was just like the cage where the woman would shut the thing and it would still be metal, you know, it's just the cage.
Yeah.
And I remember she had to run that elevator all day long. It must have gone nuts. I don't know how people did it.
Do you ever remember, like, when you went to town like that, elevators for the first, you know, because that was very different, right?
Oh, yes.
See, I remember when I was 10 or 12, the first time there was an escalator. Do you ever remember that?
Oh, yes.
Because I remember, I lived near Lansing, and Oldsmobile was there. And so Oldsmobile had this building, and that was the first elevator. And so when we went there maybe once a year or whatever, I just go up and down. You know, I go up and then walk down the stairs and then I go up again.
Would you run down the escalator as it was coming up?
No, I would walk down the steps and then I would go up again because that was so unusual. And you never saw anything like that.
We would go down when it was going up even. We thought that was fun.
Okay, yeah.
She wouldn't do that. She never broke a law. Or if there's a sign that says don't do something, she wouldn't think of doing it. I mean, if a sign said jump off a cliff, where's the cliff?
But something like that was so different, you know.
Uh-huh. It was for us too, and that's what was fun.
Yeah.
Now, you said the Kirby's had a farm.
Uh-huh.
There's a place called
west.
Kirby near here.
Uh-huh.
Is it still a town? Uh-huh. Really?
And they had the telephone operator there, the old...
Yeah, okay, the great phone, yep.
Yeah.
Now, did they, what did they raise? Did they have cattle or just grow?
They cows.
They did? Uh-huh.
So they milking cows.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So did you ever milk a cow?
No.
No. Thought you'd say yes.
Were there any horses there?
I think there were. I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember there were pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember my cousin and I, we had a little pet pig.
Okay.
Little Runt.
Oh, boy.
But
That was the first rule with farms is they'd name the horses, but as far as the cows and the pigs and all that, they didn't tend to name them.
If it was a food that you would eat, you didn't name it.
They generally wouldn't want a kid to name an animal that was going to be...
Because then you wouldn't want to eat it, right?
maybe you would.
Did you have dogs yourself or anything around, or pets or anything when you were little?
No.
No pets around?
We had cats, barn cats, you
right.
know.
Yeah. Well, they were outside cats, probably, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a candidate for that book I've got of my ledger.
Oh.
One of her relatives back in 1890 and 91 had a, it's like a, it was like a ledger for
he had a farm, right?
Buying and selling. Yeah, he was a farmer, but it also became a diary because he would talk about stuff the family would do, and they'd buy and, you know, and they'd buy stuff for the family, and they'd be smoking hams, or they'd be canning, and they worked their tail off. I mean, and he never complained. He bought a liniment occasionally, so to me that means he must have had sore muscles. You know, he worked so hard. So let's consider great grandma a copy of that book. Love it. You'd love it. I think you'd enjoy it.
My grandma and Grandpa Kirby had an apple orchard.
They
really?
Did.
Oh, mm-hmm. Huh.
And I remember we had apples 3 times a day.
Apples,
canned apples.
Oh, my.
Spiced apples.
Oh, yeah.
Apple cobbler, apple pie.
Sure, yeah.
We always had apples
right
on the table.
Now, to preserve them, did they have a place like a cellar or something to put them in to keep them longer through the winter? Some.
Yeah. And we also had a strawberry farm.
Oh, did you?
They owned the land. It's out west of town, and it was. What am I trying to say? It was all highways. The main highway went through the front of it, and then there was back, and they owned all of that.
Okay.
The triangle part. I forget how many acres there
was. Was that handed down from the generation before, like the Kirby before, do you think, or not?
I don't know.
If you want, I'm going to do some research on that, because a lot of people got a land grant from the government, and I know her relatives and my relatives, they settled in Michigan because they bought land from the government with a land grant. And I'm wondering if the Kirbys did the same thing. I can find that out.
Now, they had a lot of apples and strawberries. Did they have enough that they sold to other people?
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to go and help pick?
Or? Oh, I pick strawberries.
That's hard work, isn't it? Ben Orr, when we go to Florida, we go by these huge strawberry fields, and these migrants are out there picking, and they bent over. They don't squat, they don't sit on anything. They are bent over at the waist picking. And I'm thinking, do that for 12 hours a day? How would your back hold up? How in God's name? And then we buy strawberries down there for next to nothing. I mean, you get a big tray for like $7 something, you know, it's like breaks your heart, you know.
Of course, I remember the the Christmases and all like that, the good times, you know.
Okay, what did you used to do at Christmas?
Everybody came to grandmother and grandfather Kirby's for Christmas.
So
I was always with
people.
Them at Christmas time.
Yeah,
I don't remember ever having spent a Christmas at my grandparents' Sparks. I was always there.
Okay.
Now, since you said they lived in Kirby, so that must have been
a lot
the
of relatives.
Family established
well,
the town.
They didn't live in Kirby.
No, but I meant the fact that the town was called Kirby had to be someone in the family.
There was one house there, and the train always stopped at that house.
It's like, you know, Diana, her side's got Steins, and that's where Steinsville. I mean,
right.
Her relatives established Steinsville. Now yours established Kirby. That's pretty good.
What types of things at Christmas? Did they have special foods you really liked?
I don't know. Grandmother was just in the kitchen cooking everything. She made donuts for breakfast.
Really?
Wow. Oh, gal. And
she probably canned
weren't in the kitchen all that much.
You kids were doing other things, right? When you were young.
I forget how many rooms the farmhouse was when they bought it. I don't remember that, but I know they kept building on and building on, and they built an upstairs. And of course we didn't have a bathroom at one time, but my aunts had the bathroom put in later years. Now they've made it into apartments with the stairway going outside.
So the house is still there.
Oh, yes.
So we could go look at it sometime.
One aunt and I went to look at it, and we asked if we could come in.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to go in the one apartment downstairs, uh-huh. which okay. was nice.
Yeah.
Hmm. What street is it on?
Well, it isn't on a street, it's on a road. And Ellen and I used to sit outside and watch them when they built that road.
Oh.
It's, left my mind.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll see if I can find out. Maybe they got that as a land grant from Indiana. Because that's how a lot of people settled right. back then. And the fact that they're the town is called...
It's on the Bloomfield Road.
Bloomfield Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hmm. And they got so it's a big house now if they've got apartments.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose somebody else owns it now. It
oh, yes. It's
been passed on.
My uncle, which was the only boy in the Kirby family, bought some land up at one point of it. And then I know they did because I was out by there this past year. I forget, Roger took me out there. But anyway, they had sold enough land for a house at the back.
Okay.
But the front's all.
Is there still a Kirby then living in around Kirby?
Still what?
Is there still one of your relatives, of Kirby relatives, living there?
No. Okay. That's been years ago.
Okay. It's tough. People move, don't they? I mean, they die out or they move and mm-hmm. through the years.
Well, at what point did you get married and move some other place? Or move away from that or
in 41 Bill and I got married.
Okay. And you moved where
in Bloomington.
In Bloomington.
On East 8th Street, uh-huh.
Okay, okay. Do you have an apartment to start with or
no, we lived with Bill's aunt and uncle.
Okay, sure. Yep.
Hmm.
Was he in the military or not? Your husband?
Uh-huh.
Yes, he was. In fact,
when was he in, before you were married or after you were married?
I think before. It was after.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Was it because of some war at that time?
Yeah, World War II.
World War II.
World War II veteran.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. And I talked to him about that, and I enjoyed it. And I talked to Robert Grubb about that, too.
Okay.
And they really, you know... I was in the military, but I had a pretty safe job. But it sounds like, you know, World War II, there was a lot of danger. You know, it must have been a lot of people that didn't come home.
So where did he go? Where was he located in the military? Do you remember? Or did he ever go to another country?
He was in Florida because I went down there even after we had Sharon. She would stay with the aunt and uncle.
Okay.
And I would... fly down and spend time with at Delray Beach, Florida.
Oh, Delray Beach.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember the hurricane came through there, and of course that's when they boarded up the buildings and all.
So you see this latest one is like, boy, they're in for it again, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They said the storm surge on this one like 10, 15 feet. I mean, that's like a wall of water coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, we don't want to overstay here. Barbara, what time is it?
It's 11 now. What time's your lunch?
12.
Okay, so.
Okay, well, we'll give you some time to get around and get around. We got to do some shopping and I don't know what else, and then we got to meet the bus when the boys get out of the door.
Uh-huh.
And so. They sure are good kids, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
We're really blessed to have little guys.
Yeah, I just got this summer to meet my 10th great-grandchild, granddaughter. Uh-huh.
Hmm. Hmm.
And so I've met all of them, but I don't get to see the ones naturally that live in Mississippi and Memphis.
Okay. Oh, sounds like, were you going to call her back? Why don't we let's get out of here and let her call
She
back
said she'd call back.
Oh, no,
afternoon.
That's okay.
Yeah,
she's
road
in
now.
Her car traveling.
Okay, but I mean, you could give her a call and you could do it in overlap.
Well.
So that makes sense.
I told her I'd call her this afternoon.
Okay,
so.
Well, whatever.
We could say just a little bit more. And
okay, I'll give you five.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to interrupt. Well, you sure got a nice place here, I'll tell you. I don't know where you could do any better.
I'm very content here. Roger and Eric and Evan moved everything in. Everything is mine except the bed. And that is theirs. But they
moved. Is it good and comfortable? It sounds, feels.
It's comfortable,
It feels firm, which is supposed to be good for you.
Uh-huh.
Too soft isn't good for you.
But then when I came up and saw, I didn't want to come over here because I knew people over there on the other side, and I was very hesitant, but I knew I had to. Mm-hmm. So, and the only way I'll go back to the other side is if I fall, and Roger says, use that walker. I said, right. I do.
Right.
I'm a number one.
Well, we got proof. When we walked in here, she had the walker right there, and she used it to get up.
Uh-huh. I do.
Yep.
No, I'm a number one now, and they keep...
That you're... That me or you?
Why?